Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord, desperately, Lord, as there is unrest in the land and there is unrest all around the world. And Lord, help us to discern the signs of the time that we may follow according to your will and not our will. In Jesus' name, amen. I was going to talk about the book of John. We're in John chapter 14. I'm going to read one scripture from there today, but I'm going to talk about a couple of other things that are going on. John chapter 14, verse 21 says, and this is Jesus speaking, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest or reveal myself unto him." Now, I know a lot of us been watching the news and see a lot of things going on, and I want to ask you a question and see if you see a link between a lot of these events. We have just today, I'm recording on Thursday, and this will be listened to on Friday. Today is March the 12th. And just today, I believe there was a shooting in Ferguson of two police officers. We have Secret Service that have crashed into the White House barricades, and it is presumed that they were drunk. We have in Ferguson those reports that came out, I believe, a week ago about all this social and racial injustices and writing people up for tickets and getting money and so on and so forth, among other mistreatment. We have the situation in Oklahoma of those college students that made up this racial chant and so on and so forth. So we have that. And then we have, I just got an email today, which I heard about it last week. We have that app called Burn Book, where students, high school students, are using it to cyberbully, making up things about students or telling things about students and really bullying them over the internet to harass them. What is all this saying? And to me, it is a continual sign of where we are in society. There's always been unrest. There's always been problems. But there seems to be a heightened, unruly type of behavior going on, all the way from the students to people in the streets to the government to corporate officials to a bunch of people from the average citizen to all the way to the head of state or the head of the country, the heads of the country. And so it is just an unruly spirit all around the world, whether there's ISIS, whether there's the critic of Putin that was assassinated a week ago. And there is just an unruliness in the world, a disorderly behavior, a wild, disobedient, just disruptive, difficult type of spirit that's in the land. And I'm going to take you over to 2 Timothy, because the Bible talks about we're going to see this type of generation. First, I'm going to read you 2 Timothy chapter 4, and it's verse 3. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." With the internet, social media, television, we have generated so many people with a voice. And a lot of our voices on the web and out in the media and every medium possible to hear, listen to, or see, a lot of the voices just speak all kinds of things that is so unrelated to the truth. And so here we are. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned to fables. They shall be turned to stories and lies. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. Paul was talking to Timothy here. It was warning him of this time shall come. And so he said, endure afflictions. And so here we are. In this day and age where, I mean, the world is just in an unrest. We just will not hear the truth. We're just going to do whatever we want, whenever we want. We're going to bully people, harass people. We're going to kill people. We're going to slander. We're just going to do so many different things because we're listening to our own self, following our own lust, and we will not fall in line. We will not fall in line. I want to take you over to Matthew chapter 7, and it's verse 13 and 14. It says, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in at it. So broad is the way that leads to destruction, and it's crowded in the broad way. So many people are just doing their own thing. Doesn't line up with moral conduct, doesn't line up with the word of God. They don't even know the word of God and don't desire to know it. Verse 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, what I find interesting about both verses, 13 and 14, it says, first of all, in the 13, broad is the way and many there is on that road. And then in verse 14, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that findeth. Why? Because narrow is difficult and it is confined. It's smaller. You just can't do whatever you want on the narrow path. And I love that description that it is difficult and it is confined. Although the burden of Christ is light, it is particular and it is restrictive. And you just can't do whatever you want. And so we live in a day that we are highlighting and encouraging bad behavior. And frankly, a lot of times we do it in the media by highlighting the bad behavior, and we do not show other behavior where people actually are living a peaceable life. No, everything is imperfect, but they're leading a life that is righteous and moral. But they won't highlight that. They will push forth propaganda to show how and make it look so overwhelming that all this unruly behavior, and then I think it encourages other unruly behavior to follow suit instead of showing the truth. We won't go that route. So it leaves it up to us that know the truth to tell the truth. And I'm going to stop right there. Please join me on Monday on The Word in Me. But speak the truth and lie not. Tell people about God and live according to the will of God. Amen? Because that's what is going to lead us to righteousness and what's going to lead us to everlasting life. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen.